Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
It is a new world order. Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe close it out for Team World. A dominating performance from start to finish. They retain the cup and win for the second straight year. Victorious in Vancouver. How about 13-2? Team World over Team Europe. Just a shellacking by the boys as we welcome you into the studio in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman, Paul Anacone, Mark Knowles here to break it down. We will send you back out to Canada for the trophy presentation when that begins as Team World raises the Laver Cup for the second straight year. Ben Shelton started this whole thing by winning in singles, closed it out in the doubles. Just a spectacular debut for him.
Yeah, rookie performance, right? No nerves for him. Maybe a little bit the first day. The first set was a little bit dodgy, but then came through in the tiebreak after being down 4-2. And then from then on in, it was the Ben Shelton show. I mean, he was great all weekend, brought the collegiate energy, which is perfect for this format. Look, Team World, I thought, had the energy all weekend, Knowlesy. They were the ones that were more exuberant. It looked like Team Europe, obviously they didn't have much to cheer about with the score, but they weren't trying to pick each other up, it seemed like, on the sidelines even.
Yeah, definitely, Paul. I thought Team World had tremendous energy throughout. They've always been known for their energy, for sure, and Europe's always been able to kind of overcome that with talent. Not the case this year. So for Team World, they had the energy, they had the talent, and it was very important to get off to a quick start. I thought that was really important, right, with Shelton kind of setting the table. You mentioned it, Paul. Coming from college, he's used to this type of team atmosphere, and to get that victory kind of allowed him to free himself and...
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They rode the wave.
Incredible energy. And it was just last year we were talking about, should they change the format of the Laver Cup? No more Europe World, because Europe was dominating. Well, now Team World has stepped up 2 years in a row as we date back all the way to 2017 when we saw Roger and Rafa playing doubles together for the first time. Then it was only 2 years ago, Paul, that Europe absolutely dominated in Boston. But really, Team World flipped the script this year in Vancouver.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we were talking about it before the show, you guys. I think probably has a lot to do also with the camaraderie, right? Bunch of Americans on Team World. You got a big group of guys that know each other so well, that grew up together. And I think that that helps in events like this. It gives each other comfort, gives each other some other sideline kind of confidence and also some coaching. And you look at these numbers, ever since that 14-1 waxing, as you've mentioned, it's been something spectacular. Great comeback last year, and then this year, man, it was a green light from start to finish.
Cannot wait for the trophy presentation inside Rogers Arena. We will send you back there when it begins and see those boys in red lift up the Laver Cup once again. But Knowlesy, seeing these guys grow up together, kind of play the Laver Cup, honestly, together for a while with Taylor Fritz, who's been on that team before, and now they know each other so well, and now they're top 10 guys that are playing and really leading this squad.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, they've always had great energy, right? But Paul knows, he coaches Taylor Fritz, and these guys have known each other for so long through the juniors, and they really had a big advantage, right? It was almost like a Davis Cup team, right? Yeah. You had four of the big Americans on that team. These guys really came together so well. They gelled nicely, and you could just see the energy, right? Alongside Captain John McEnroe, who always brings the energy, also brings the intensity, whereas Bjorn is a little bit more subdued, right? He's the ice, Max the fire, and it just seemed like Team Europe didn't really have the chemistry, and it doesn't help when you get off to a slow start as they did.
13-2, Team World retains the Laver Cup. Let's send you back down to Rogers Arena for the trophy presentation. Todd Woodbridge is your host.
For both teams. And also for the one and only Rod Laver. Well, what can we say? The sixth edition of the Laver Cup has delivered once again in so many ways. As always, it's brought the drama, the atmosphere, and of course the amazing tennis. And it's all been brought together by two legendary captains. But unfortunately, there can only be one winner. So please put your hands together for our runners-up, Team Europe, led by Captain Bjorn Borg. And for the second time, and of course it's back to back, let's hear it for your Laver Cup champions, Team World. They were led by their captain, John McEnroe, vice captain, Patrick McEnroe, Milos Raonic, Christopher Eubanks, Francisco Cerúndolo, Ben Shelton, Felix Auger-Aliassime, Tommy Paul, Francis Tiafoe, and Taylor Fritz. And thanks to all these great players, the Laver Cup has cemented itself on the tennis calendar. Their commitment and camaraderie is what the Laver Cup legacy is all about. But a big thank you must also go to the global Laver Cup team that's led by the CEO of Team 8 and the chair of Laver Cup, Tony Godsick, the Laver Cup CEO, Steve Zaks, the USTA Chair of the Board and President, Dr. Brian Hainline, the USTA CEO and Executive Director, Lou Scher,